93.5, 95.3,
Kinect
FM.
Might hear a little natural sound here as the movers have arrived from Hutchcraft Moving and Storage.
Yes.
Greg is the crew chief. I told him, don't hurt your back.
Yeah, big burly guy, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he is. Ladies and gentlemen, political humorist Bill Melberg, a U of I alum in Chicago. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And good morning, Kinect FM listeners.
Well, Bill, the 2012 presidential campaign is about to begin with the opening of the Republican National Convention in Tampa.
Yes, it is, Stevie and Diane. That is, unless Hurricane Isaac forces a postponement, as you talked about earlier. Of course, some people would argue that the 2012 presidential campaign began right after the 2008 presidential election 4 years ago. In any case, our distinguished team of Kinect FM political correspondents will be covering the GOP convention as well as the Democratic convention from gavel to gavel.
Yes, they will. And that coverage is about to begin. Joining us now are two men who've been a part of many political conventions, both Republican and Democrat. We're honored to welcome former Presidents George W. Bush.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Hello.
And Bill Clinton.
Good morning, Stevie. And hello, Diane.
Hi.
Gentlemen, give us a preview of next week's Republican convention. Bill Clinton?
Well, Stevie... And Diane, Hurricane Isaac could wind up putting the convention on hold, as we've been talking about. We'll just have to wait and see how it tracks. I'm not a meteorologist, but hurricane or no hurricane, there's going to be plenty of wind in Tampa with all those Republican politicians giving their long-winded speeches, all of them full of hot air. Oh, by the way. Vice President Joe Biden is going to be giving a speech in Tampa next week as well. I don't know if he's planned it that way or if he's simply confused and going to the wrong convention.
Well, whatever the case, I know he's not speaking to the Republicans. Well, President Bush, who are some of the people scheduled to speak at the convention? I understand your brother, Jeb, will be one of them.
That's right, Stevie. My brother Jeb is gonna be one of them. As you just said, of course, he's a former governor of Florida, and Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey will be giving the keynote address. He's a big man. Some of the other speakers include John McCain, Rick Santorum, Condoleezza Rice,
yeah.
Golfer,
yeah.
Mike Huckabee, Rand Paul. By the way, that's Rand Paul, not his father, Ron Paul, the kook. Governors Nikki Haley, Susana Martinez, and Scott Walker. Plus, Herman Cain's going to be dishing out free pizza to the delegates. Dan Cathy will be handing out chicken fillet sandwiches, Chick-fil-A, you know.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump has promised some sort of surprise, probably a video of himself telling President Obama, "You're fired."
But you're not going to be at the convention, Mr. President. Why not?
I don't want to steal any of Mitt Romney's thunder, and I don't want to give the Democrats another excuse to say it's all Bush's fault.
Yeah, not surprisingly, the negative attack ads have already begun, and Team Obama is aiming them squarely at Mitt Romney and his running mate, Paul Ryan. Let's take a listen to the latest example.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to Team Obama's Truth Squad. And what is the truth about Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan? Well, the truth is Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan have replaced George Bush and Dick Cheney as the two most evil men in the world. Oh, yes, it's true. Mitt Romney wants to take America backward, not forward like President Obama. And Paul Ryan wants to push little old ladies over cliffs and kick our young people out of college. But why would Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan wish to do such things? I'll tell you why. Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan want to help their millionaire pals and billionaire bodies by cutting taxes for the rich. Why, Mitt Romney hasn't even paid taxes for the past 10 years. How do I know? Senator Harry Reid says so. And Harry's word is good enough for me. So don't forget to vote on Tuesday, November 6th, and vote for the team that's taking America forward. Our gutsy President Barack Hussein Obama and his dopey Vice President Joe Foot-and-Mouth Biden. Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Barack Obama, David Axelrod Trotsky, Chairman.
Wow, Stevie, that was nasty. But you know, Team Romney has just released an ad of their own. This one written and performed by singer-songwriter Dick Eastman.
And you can guess who wrote the melody. Here it is.
Come undone. He promised everybody hope and change, but look around now, all you see is pain. Is it too late? We've come undone. Obama's ruling with an iron fist. This guy ain't nothing but a socialist. He's not the one. We've come undone. We wanted truth, but all we got were lies. A pile of debt to reach the skies. And is it too late? We've come undone. We got a business, but did we build that? Michelle will tell us if we're getting fat. Mama, is it too late?
A terrific, terrific kudos to Dick Eastman on a great parody. Loved it. Right now, however, we want to turn our attention to some political campaigns of the past. So let's bring in our regular point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat, Massachusetts.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my friend.
Morning.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And hello, Connect FM listeners.
Gentlemen, as we prepare for the upcoming political conventions and the fall presidential campaign, I'm wondering if you have any favorite moments from past presidential campaigns. Congressman Barney Frank, how about you, sir?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I still remember the last time a Massachusetts governor was running for president. That was my good friend Michael Dukakis in 1988. And his running mate was Senator Lloyd Benson of Texas. And my favorite moment was when Senator Benson took on his vice presidential opponent, Dan Quayle.
I have far more experience than many others that sought the office of vice president of this country. I have as much experience in the Congress as Jack Kennedy did when he sought the presidency. I will be prepared to deal with the people in the Bush administration if that unfortunate event would ever occur.
Senator Benson.
Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Ouch. Wow. What a put down. Senator McCain, your reaction to that, sir?
Friend, I too have a favorite campaign moment. It came 4 years later at the 1992 Republican convention when former President Ronald Reagan evened up the score with Senator Benson with this ad-libbed line about the Democratic nominee for president that year, Arkansas Governor William Jefferson Clinton. Let's take a listen, my friends.
But listen to me. This fellow they've nominated claims he's the new Thomas Jefferson. Well, let me tell you something. I knew Thomas Jefferson. He was a friend of mine. And Governor, you're no Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, that was a classic, my friends.
It was. It surely was. And when we come back, you've got to stay with us. Political humorist Bill Melberg will be bringing us another bit of classic Ronald Reagan political humor. You don't want to miss this. It's a classic. That'll be next. 93.5, 95.3. It's Connect FM coming up on 847. We're back with political humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, following that classic Ronald Reagan comment about Bill Clinton and Thomas Jefferson, I understand you have another bit of Ronald Reagan political humor for us?
Yes, I do, Stevie and Diane. But first, I just wanted to mention that the Obama parody that we heard a few minutes ago, We've Come Undone, really was written and performed by my good friend Dick Eastman.
I didn't realize he had that great of a singing voice. I mean,
he does. I've known Dick since high school, a long time ago.
It was terrific. It was really terrific.
And we did the world premiere of that parody.
All right.
And while our listeners can hear Dick's parody again on our podcast later today, they can also see the YouTube video version by Googling We've Come Undone, Dick Eastman. And that's five words. We've Come Undone, Dick Eastman. And I think some people will want to pass that link along once they've found it. It's great. But as promised, here is President Ronald Reagan telling one of his favorite stories about Republicans and Democrats.
There was once upon a time that to be a Republican in this area of the country felt a little bit like being Gary Cooper in High Noon, outnumbered in a big way. But I remember the story of a fellow who was running for office as a Republican, and he was in a rural area and it wasn't known to be Republican, and he stopped by a farm to do some campaigning. And when the farmer heard he was a Republican, his jaw dropped and he said, "Wait right here till I go get Ma. She's never seen a Republican before." So he got her, and the candidate looked around for a podium from which to give his speech, and the only thing he could find was a pile of that stuff that Bess Truman took 35 years trying to get Harry to call fertilizer. So he got up on the mound, and when they came back, he gave his speech. And at the end of it, the farmer said, "That's the first time I ever heard a Republican speech." And the candidate said, "That's the first time I've ever given a Republican speech from a Democratic platform."
Is classic. I mean, I tell you what, Ronald Reagan, he was so good at joke telling.
And, you know, I think that was a part of his success as president, was that
He had a great sense of humor. He could poke fun at himself. For example, that thing he said at the 1992 Republican. I knew Thomas Jefferson. Well, of course, part of that was poking fun at his own age.
Oh, I know. No, yeah. Listen, it's great. You know, with Walter Mondale, didn't he say, you know, I won't take advantage of my opponent's youth and inexperience?
Yes, and I think it was his 75th birthday party in the White House. Reagan said, I'm old enough to remember when a reporter with a hot story would come into the newsroom and shout, stop the chisels.
No, he was a classic. And you had an opportunity to be at the Reagan White House a number of times and actually talk to Ronald Reagan.
I did, and we actually exchanged a few jokes. I gave him, he collected jokes, as you know, about the Soviet Union,
yeah.
And I gave him a couple that he said he had never heard before, and he went on to use them.
that's hilarious.
In fact, he quoted me in one of his speeches.
No kidding. Is that in the archives?
It's in the downloads section of my website. I think we have that story.
At anEveningWithThePresidents.com, we can find that, because I think that's really cool, Bill.
Well, it was kind of neat to have, here's the fella I impersonated.
Yeah.
And he was the president quoting me. And it was actually a serious thing he was quoting.
No kidding. That is really, really cool. Well, listen, Bill, you're the best. We appreciate you. Thanks so much.
And good luck with the move.
Yeah, thank you. We'll be talking to you from Windsor and Boulder in Urbana at the Pines on next Friday's show.
Wow. Oski wow.
Oski wow. Thanks, Bill Melberg at EveningWithThePresidents.com. All right, Diane, talk to you in Urbana on Monday morning.
Yes. Looking
live
forward to it. Enjoy the
studio.
Day.
Yep, and we'll be able to visibly see you as you drive by that location because we're so close to the corner right near Philo and Windsor Road in Urbana at the Pines. We'll see you on Monday on the radio. Thanks, Diane. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.